Hello, you are listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is your host, Chloe, and today I am joined by...
Sajia!
And yeah, Sajia is a writer for our website, the Permanent Rain Press, so it's super exciting to have her here in studio with us. She'll be talking a bit about a song later. What's up?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing good. I'll also recap, I guess, Natalie and I, the Permanent Rain Press co-founder, we covered a couple of events for Vancouver International Film Festival this past weekend and the Canucks practice at UBC on Friday, which was super exciting as well. I'm going to kick things off with our first song, which is July TJ by Medium Ship. They are an Ontario indie rock band, and this is off their EP Autumn. It has a really nice, pleasant folk feel, so hope you enjoy. Here is July by Medium Ship.
Over the edge, stare at the water. We say it's time.
The song you just heard was Going to Bed Angry by Yard Sale. And Yard Sale is a Kelowna pop punk band that was off their 3-track EP, which was released at the beginning of October. So a couple days ago. The song itself is pretty punchy and loud, but it's melodic as well. So I really like that song. And I think that one was kind of Natalie's pick because she likes pop punk artists. So that one's for you, Natalie. So, Sajio, you've been part of our website for, like, a couple of years now.
Yes, I have.
What made you want to join our website?
I've always enjoyed writing in high school. I actually wrote for another publication back then called You Think. And when I actually knew Chloe and Natalie back in high school, and they offered the opportunity to join the website, and I thought, why not? It'd be a great opportunity. I'd get a ton of experience learning about how to write, and also I got to go to concerts for free, so that was awesome.
Yeah, very cool. Of course, like, writing a review as well, and your reviews are always awesome. You interviewed Leroy Sanchez the other month. What was that like?
He was super cool. It was one of the most laid-back interviews I've ever had. A fun fact about what happened behind the scenes was the Vogue Theater was very peppery, which wasn't good for his breathing, so he was coughing for the majority of the interview.
That's a shame, but at least it turned out, like you said, he was a nice guy, so that's good to hear. The next song I have for you is Too Close by Rainsford, LA-based artist Rainey Qualley. This was her latest single. It kind of has an indie pop vibe, very vibrant beats, sugary vocals. Here is Too Close by Rainsford.
Just wasting my time. 2 years, I'm still uninspired. I might go like you say, you're feeling tired. I don't wanna fight it. If there's a flame, we better light it. We're getting too close. Just force my hand. I don't wanna
So alone, he says as he held his drink. You are not half the man I thought you were when you met me. When you met me, paper. Think we had. You didn't work half as hard as I hoped you would when we were young. When we were young. And everything said, my life on a page. This hard work go to waste. Left in the snow, the steel and the rain. The night it brings, just dreams and aches. Just dreams and aches. Partner to a climb, the partner would not commit. And I am not afraid of what would come of this. Some shots we miss, some shots we miss. Goes on without you think this song is about you, don't you, don't you? And everything said, my life on a page, I won't let this hard work go to waste. Left in the snow, the steel in the rain, the night it brings, just dreams and aches, just dreams and aches.
The song you heard was Life on a Page by Andrew Phelan, who is a Vancouver-based alt-country musician. This is off the Past Haunts in Paris live EP, which was released at the end of September. Andrew Phelan is formerly of Canadian folk rock band The River and the Road, so I really like that song. You actually, Siji actually wrote a post about that, so nice sounds, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What should we talk about now? Let's talk about hockey. So the Canucks played yesterday against Arizona in town, and unfortunately they lost, but the Sedins aren't playing right now. They'll be playing, I think, on Thursday against the Flames, so hopefully they can get in, you know, a second win maybe? I forgot. I've just seen them lose a lot. What do you know about hockey? Are you a hockey fan at all?
I wouldn't say I personally am, but I recently did get back into fantasy hockey, so now I have a pretty good fantasy hockey team, I must say.
Who's on your roster?
I really wanted Zdeno Chara, but I didn't get him. I think my one of my first picks was Brent Burns.
That's not a bad pick. He just played for Team Canada, so good player there with the Sharks, I believe. So hopefully he does well for you.
Thanks.
The next song I have for you is Plato's Cave by French Press. This is off her debut album, Youthful Trouble, and that actually hasn't been released yet. That comes out in October. French Press is the project of Winnipeg indie pop artist Chantel Imond. I really like the song. It has kind of a beachy, upbeat feel, but with kind of lyricism that has to do with doubts, kind of growing up, finding your own as well. So here is Plato's Cave by French Press.
You grow even more divine, getting Every year, the Vancouver International Film Festival brings a revelry of cinephilia to Vancouver. This year, VIFF features over 300 films airing between September 29th and October 14th, with an opening gala featuring Aisling Walsh's Mahdi and a closing gala featuring Terrence Malick's Voyage of Time.
Billions of years in the making.
For its 35th year, VIFF will be expanding the frame, emphasizing social interaction, workshops, and audience feedback. Find the complete program for this year's VIFF online at viff.org. Experience VIFF 2016, this September 29th to October 14th.
Stressed lately? UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at ubcyogaclub.com.
Pretty soon now I hope I find my voice. Not that I have much of a choice. I've been searching high, I've been searching low. Try and find it, I guess it's still small. I got my voice.
That was Viva Voce, I think I'm pronouncing that right, by the Rocket Boys. They are a Texas rock band. This was off their 2015 EP, Left Right, and they actually have been working on new music and have their third album slated for release in 2017, so super exciting. That track in particular was used in Glee, which is actually where I heard it for the first time. One of the characters covered it, and it has a nice kind of anthemic feel. So yeah, definitely be sure to wait or check out their music and their new album when it's released. The next song I have is No Alternative by Kestrels, Halifax shoegaze band. This was off their new self-titled album. Kind of hazy noise pop and rock elements in the song as well. Here is No Alternative by Kestrels.
Baby teeth and something when they fell asleep. Let me love, I told them.
That was Short Story by Croatia off their debut album, I Wish I Could Be Holy, which came out in August. Victoria synth pop band, very, very, very good music. I remember playing their single Sunset back on a show in July, so then the latest record sounds absolutely amazing. I definitely recommend checking it out. I'm gonna recap a bit about what we've been doing as a website this past week. There are a couple of red carpet events to celebrate the Vancouver International Film Festival, which is on through October 14th. So on Thursday, there was a party at a restaurant, and we had a photographer there to take some photos, which was a lot of fun, really nice people. And then again on Saturday, Natalie and I went to the Imperial to do a red carpet event and talk to some local or Vancouver-based or people filming in Vancouver right now, actors and actresses. Richard Harmon, who we've already seen like 7 times. He's currently filming The Hundreds' 4th season, so that was super exciting. He's always friendly. Tyria Scovby, she just filmed a volleyball drama with Helen Hunt called Live Like Line. So just a whole bunch of actors and actresses. It's always super fun to come out to these events and see what's happening. So that should be posted on our website within the next few weeks. One of our writers, Tiana, went to interview Lainey, who we spoke with earlier this year, which was also super exciting. On the topic of movies, what movies have you seen recently, Sajia?
I'm not a huge movie person, but I can say the last movie I watched was Finding Dory, and I must say that I really enjoyed that one.
Oh yeah, the sequel to Finding Nemo, right. I haven't watched it yet, but I heard it was really cute.
It was cute. It was definitely a great way to end the series, and it's something I've been looking forward to since childhood.
Is it like the final movie? Did they say that?
I really hope so. I don't want any more of those.
Will it ruin the image for you?
Yeah, I got to end the sequel well.
Perfect. Well, yeah, definitely have to check that out. I think the last movie I saw in theaters was Star Trek Beyond, which is also, I guess, a sequel. And that one was really good, too. The next song is actually your pick for the week. Do you want to introduce it?
Yeah, so this song is called Anything by Frank Paul featuring Grace and Chance. And I love it because it's super upbeat. It has some great beats, and it's also super catchy, and I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah, so Frank Pohl is a European DJ, and Grace and Chance, who hopefully some people are familiar with. He's an American singer-songwriter. We spoke with him in Seattle earlier this year, so really nice. And yeah, so you kind of mentioned this song, and then I heard it, and it's really great, so hope you enjoy it. Here is Anything.
Coming home on the highway, maybe things have been sideways, and I want you back in my system, 'cause
'Cause you're the piece I've been missing. So I just leave it all on a highway. Start to think of us in a new way. In place our love in new positions. Yeah, babe, I'll treat you like my religion. If I can't have you, what am I gonna do? 'Cause the world means nothing when I'm stuck on you. Maybe you the truth. If you want me to, then show me something. 'Cause I would do it. If I can't have you, what am I gonna do? 'Cause the world means nothing when I'm stuck on you. Maybe you the truth. If you want me to, then show me something. 'Cause I would do anything for you.
That was Austin by Conley. Conley is a folk pop singer-songwriter based in Montreal. She has a really angelic voice. It's kind of like a pure simplistic song, but it has a strong melody and swell as her nice vocal tone. So that was off Shed, which is... it just was like, I think, a single released. But it's in here. It says it's an album in progress. So singles will be added to it as they are ready to be released. So if you like what you heard, definitely check out as it is released. You can find her music at I Am Conley. So conley.bandcamp.com. The next song I have for you is Months and Days by Den Mother. This is on Ontario emo rock band off their two-song single Lucid Dreaming, which came out last month. I really like how like raw and purposeful it is, and it has kind of acoustic and punk elements as well. Here is Months and Days by Den Mother.
December seems longer each year that I'm making do with the thought of you. And I wouldn't take it for granted if you could do something for me too. I was just hoping you'd be outspoken. Next time, don't ponder obvious choices. Go further instead. You couldn't know me if you tried. You couldn't own me. I would like to see it try to take charge. I've been staring at this world from afar. I've been trying to find where you are. I'm
counting down the months and the days.
The most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
Did you know CITR has an accessibility collective? Our new collective serves to explore issues of inclusion, equity, and accessibility for people with physical and cognitive disabilities on campus and beyond. If you love making radio, listening to radio, or want to get involved for the first time, come join our collective. We include people of all abilities, experience levels, and backgrounds in the production and programming of our show. Tune in to our weekly show, All Access Pass, from 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays for interviews, music, news, events, and awesome dialogues. If you want to get involved, email accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Tune in to Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Show me what I can't see. I
that was Boxed In by Christelle, who is a Montreal electro jazz artist that was off her Say Anything EP, which is out at the end of October, actually. So great production that matches her soulful, kind of delicate vocals. I have one more song for you, but before I go, thanks for tuning in. How was your first time on the radio, Sajia?
It was super cool. Thanks, Chloe.
Yeah, no problem. Hopefully we'll have her back or some other guests in the future. Our next show is on the 18th at 1 p.m. Tune in for Particles and Waves with Mia at 2. And the last track I have for you is Strangers by Boreal Sons, a Calgary art rock experimental pop band. This is off their latest album, You and Everyone, dreamy moving collection of songs. They'll be at the Biltmore Cabaret with Leighton Kramer and Sam Tudor, friends of the website, on Monday, October 17th. $10 for tickets and doors open at 8. Thank you for tuning in. Here's Strangers by Boreal Sons.